Michigan's Republican Party offers a plan to shield some people from Medicaid work requirements, but here's the catch. The beneficiaries would be disproportionately overwhelmingly white. How is that? Jeff Stein, policy reporter, Washington Post. Fascinating article in the Post. And Jeff, get us up to speed. Something to have to do with populations?
Yeah, well, the way the proposed exemption from the work requirements that Michigan Republicans are trying to impose on Medicaid would have an exemption based on the unemployment of your county. So if your county has greater than 8.5% unemployment, then you would be exempt from the rule that stipulates that you have to go work in order to receive Medicaid. Now, the counties with that fit that criteria, critics have noted, appear to be overwhelmingly white. So this is the rural northern part of the state. Cities with very high unemployment, such as Flint or Detroit, both of which would come close or do qualify for this exemption if it was tailored to cities rather than counties, will not be able to get the exemption.
The reason is the county around them has disproportionately lower unemployment, right?
Correct. Yeah. So just for some background for your listeners, earlier this year, after they failed to repeal Obamacare through Congress, the Trump administration said that states would be able to apply work requirements to their Medicaid populations. That was a first in the 50-some-odd-year history of Medicaid, the nation's health insurance program for the poor and disabled. This is what, you know, critics have said is a backdoor attempt to undermine a lot of what Obama did by expanding health care to people far down the income distribution. Republicans have said that this will encourage people who are really sort of freeloading off government programs, they say, to go out and work instead. But either way, it looks like an attempt to do what Republicans in Congress weren't able to muster the political will to do last year.
So what has been the pushback or the response from the GOP to the accusation that this just seems perfectly tailored to the rural Trump counties?
That's a great question, and I wish I could answer it better because I left several messages with the Republicans who have designed this plan, and they did not call me back. They've told other reporters a little bit before this blew up and got really big that, you know, they sort of said, I think the quote was, I have it in front of me actually, was, quote, how granular do you want to get, you know, in terms of, you know, do you want us to do it to counties and cities? Where does this end? That seemed like a weak defense to some, but I'll let your listeners decide.
Okay, Jeff Stein, Washington Post, always intriguing politics. Thank you, Jeff.
Great being back. Thank you.